Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. It's not a new species for Central Texas, but the giant whining cicada, absent from the area for nearly 70 years, is making a comeback.
There's historical records from San Antonio in the 30s for this beast, and I don't know if we had some cold winters along the way, and maybe the droughts of the 50s knocked them back as well. So I can only speculate, really, on why they're up here in such numbers all of a sudden.
Mike Quinn, invertebrate biologist for Texas Parks and Wildlife, says except for being nearly 2.5 inches long, it resembles other cicadas found in Texas.
All cicadas are pretty similar with the clear, transparent wings, and they have a buzzing sound, and this, like most others, calls from the tops of trees, so it's much harder to actually see than it is to hear.
Typical of cicadas, this species spends the majority of its life, at least 4 years, underground until it matures. Quinn doubts the current crop of giant cicadas emerged in Central Texas.
This could be an emergence from 4 years ago, but we haven't had any reports from 4 years ago. They moved into the area this summer.
See a picture of the cicada and learn more about him on Mike Quinn's entomology website, texasento.net. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.